This is an audio recording for the Not Phenomenon by Ade Runke. Ideologics, Italian for nobody. The Not Phenomenon, the Zero Paradox, the Zero Enigma, and the Expression of Numbers in Nature. Author's Notes. This essay is brought to you without prejudice, with great belief in truth, decency, dignity, and inclusion in science. Please donate to the Free Books for Life course today.
You can trace me, but the way that I am going, nothing me, I know, nothing better.
The Not Phenomenon. An echo occupying provisional space must know the intricacies of the space it occupies. It is a product, a wave. It shivers, it dies. The space was before, the space is after. The space must be in accordance with its own limits and limitlessness. A maximum, a minimum, a cogent definitive point, a differential building block for higher dimensional realities and lower dimensional realities. The initiative X, for instance, in an animated life, the series, knows differential dimensional realities. I am inevitably drawn to numbers. This essay explores unique potentiality, reductive and graduating valuation of numbers or set of numbers in a practical manner. Numbers are like patterns in nature. They'll tell you about natural processes, not easily designable. Sometimes, numbers are the lovely bones, and the borderline blunders nature echoes to represent a necessary numeral, a point, a process, an act, a necessary blunder. I was reminded lately that ants do this deadly spiral dance, the spiral of death, as some may call it, and it called my attention to something else quite mathematical, quite patterned, quite blunderous. Hands are amazing, so sparsely weighted they can walk on water. The sparse weight comes in reasonably when, for instance, I began to consider solar immersion and how it operates in an animated life. This ties the immersion to a time frame, the rising as opposing to what is possible and not possible at sunset. Nature can be discovered in patterns and processes if there is insight into its detailed intricacies. What makes its peculiarities elemental? What makes its complexity procedurally essential? Ants have the habit of following each other's trails. Insects, like ants and bees, do this to various levels, and this is sometimes seen as signs of intelligence. That this is a sign of intelligence is irrelevant. It is a habit, a learned and hardwired exhibit of a pattern of learned behavior. This deadly spiral, which results in the death of the ants in this case, is caused when, instead of going on a straight line, they go around in spins, continuous curvatures that lessen progressively.
Everything in nature has a readable line, like ants on a trail in a straight line. Things become unreadable when you tend toward a blunder, like the initiative X and the consequential reaction. Thus, in view of the initiative X, reflection is a necessary blunder that must degenerate as an alternate reality to be expressed. This spiral, where does it go? It tends towards a point.
When nature is not readable, it is a cipher, a code towards some necessary expression and that of some possible alternate reality. I am going to call this a not phenomenon. For instance, colors and reflection cannot occur without a sufficient barrier that can alternately foster intensity and a non-linear propensity for search. The fact that a spiral leads towards a point and the ants to their death is an enigma. A necessary enigma the ants cannot afford but tend towards. I will call this the zero enigma. Thus, a point is also a zero without an imaginative aspect, but the intensity of its expression. The black hole, as an example of this, is briefly discussed in Chapter 11, the Lambda Derivative. and chapter 12 in An Animated Life. It will be discussed further in the course of the book. But if I am asserting that there is a reality to the nut phenomenon, that is for reflection and against it, it is because of the need for spatial reality in correspondence with existences like the Initiative X. Then I must be saying something seemingly against the convergent-divergent conceptions of limits and limitlessness, like some black hole perhaps. Isn't that something to truly think about, conceptualize, visualize, seemingly without end? Those I call the zero paradox. It is also enigmatic. This essay is about the nut phenomenon, the zero paradox, the zero enigma, and the expression of numbers in nature. I am more than daring the assertion on the importance of zero. I will be discussing this further in An Animated Life. To depict the title and the purpose of this essay in numeric terms, I'm going to replace the numbers between 0 and 9, 9 inclusive, by the number 1, add a 0 to the end, aside from that at the beginning functionality. This should be easy to envision as these numbers count in precession. The larger astronomically strained error is in the supposition of progression. Natural integers go from 0 to 9. Adding 0 before ensures a necessary predictor and 1 in the end. The need for 0 to persist afterwards. 0 is a predictor in fractions as well as definitive figures for counts. They are also marked point predictors of largeness in measures like millions, billions, trillions, etc. They had predictors of instances of time and passage, a decade, a century, a millennium, a meganium, etc. They are unpredictable spatial temporal loops, as in the black hole. The case of the nut phenomenon, a series of ones persistently going from and towards zero, point mass effect. They must be for their eventual expression. The ants should have stayed in that one directional straight line for their expression and limitation. The title is telling, isn't it? It may be surprising to know that natural patterns like the Fibonacci golden sequence is a nut phenomenon. I want to make sure you understand me, so I must state that the sequence is not protruding into space incrementally as a potent by the very sequential depictions observable in textbooks and online. It is going towards a point. It is going towards the necessity of reflection. This is easily detectable from the two ones at its concentric supposed quadrilatera, the two to follow, and such. This phenomenon is rather a serious phenomenon this essay can scarcely cover. It sounds as consequential as it does. Numeric positioning, the way numbers come at you, do so as counts. For instance, in the realms of binary and decimals, 10 ones gives 1023. 10 ones followed by a 0, that is it. 11 counts followed by a 0 differential gives 2046. 11 ones gives 2047, merely a 1 count. In the world of abstractions, getting away from one differentiable illusion, definitely a word of mathematics. 3 times 3 times 3 is 27, an odd predictor. 27 times 2 is 54, an even predictor. In the dimensional realms within the same one differentiable illusion, 3 times 3 times 3 times 3 is 81, which put one back against 0 as 8 is in the realm of the initiative X coordination, as 2 raised to the power of 3 equals 8, and 81 equals 80 plus 1. It is pretty clear nature can both prevent existential catastrophe and cause it. If someone
makes it turn when it shouldn't for reasons other than natural and scientific inclination. That unbrained soldier may just take a spiral dance to the death. In a different essay, I will further discuss the differential qualities between products and additives, that is, multiplication and addition of variables. The Fibonacci sequence makes use of both to persist. It is the way they are used that is qualifying. To simplify this, in the sequential procession for the Fibonacci sequence, 1 plus 1 over L is used to qualify the limits possible for the sequential procession. If the limit is going towards infinity, 1 over infinity is 0. Zero paradox, I say. There is just mainly a sequence of 1s. If the limit goes to 0, 1 over 0 is undefined. There is just the sequence of 1s. I say zero enigma. The limit for the overall sequence is 0. Point of no mass effect, a necessary consequential point, a spatial temporal loop which the ants have no natural propensity to be in, a brainless space, an initiative space, lacking initiative.
I want to know. I can call it Ray.
The music for this production, Call It Free, from the album Even Flight Nature's Rod, is brought to you by Real. Please support, subscribe, and follow Real on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, and more. Thank you.